SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
You're listening to SBS News.
Feridun Najafi came face to face with his former jailer when he appeared as a witness in the Swedish trial of Iranian official Hamid Nouri, found guilty in 2022 of war crimes and mass murder, for his role in the 1988 executions of at least 5,000 political prisoners in Iran. It's a fate Feridun narrowly escaped.
He hit us, he tortured us, whatever he can he did.
But Nouri's release in a prisoner swap for two Swedish citizens held in Iran has been described by survivors and witnesses as a miscarriage of justice.
He should be being in a jail for a life. Very, very cold blood.
This is Iraj Mesdaghi, another witness of the 1988 executions and a former political prisoner based in Sweden.
The government of Sweden gave amnesty to Hamid Nouri, and this is a disaster. This is a tragedy for justice.
It's a display of hostage diplomacy, a strategy experts describe as a centerpiece of the Islamic Republic of Iran's foreign policy approach. Dara Conduit is a Middle East specialist at the University of Melbourne.
They will use those people as bargaining chips to extract some sort of concessions from their home country. They've led to the release of convicted terrorists. They've led to the release of billions of dollars of funds in exchange for the freedom of innocent nationals. It's actually a business model and a highly profitable business model.
A model that experts say has been brazenly used for the last 40 years.
So there's very little reason for Iran, based on this experience, to not do it again. There have been no consequences, just payoffs.
Sweden's deal is the latest in a list of countries who have engaged with hostage diplomacy. Australia's most recent involvement was with the release of academic Kylie Moore-Gilbert in 2020, exchanged in a prisoner swap for three Iranian convicted terrorists sentenced in a connection with a 2012 bomb plot in Thailand. In a statement to SBS, a Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade spokesperson said foreigners in Iran, including Australia, are at high risk of arbitrary detention or arrest. Australia stands resolutely against the use of arbitrary detention, arrest, and sentencing to exercise diplomatic leverage. A source has told SBS at least one Australian is still being held in an Iranian prison, though DFAT has not confirmed this. For those still held in Iran, human rights groups warn the situation is critical. This message from Iranian-Swedish disaster medicine specialist Ahmad Reza Jalali. He is still held in Iran on charges of espionage, selling information to Israel, and corruption on earth. His release was not secured by Sweden in the latest prisoner swap.
Mr. Prime Minister, you decided to leave me behind under huge risk of being executed. You left me here helpless. Why not me after 3,000 days?
This is Nikita White, Amnesty International Australia's international issues campaigner.
We are concerned that he could be executed at any moment. He has had numerous requests for judicial review denied.
An urgent call for action in a diplomatic game of the highest stakes. Niamh Sardul Odabai, SBS News.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organization a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.